Ross from 1980 for four computer synthesized soundtracks from the album Androgyny by Barry Truax. Another cut from the first disc now for you. This is the title track Androgyny from 1978, a spatial environment with four computer synthesized soundtracks. A bit about the production: Androgyny, Arras, and the tape accompaniments for Ariel and Part 2 of Love Songs were composed and synthesized with the composer's POD system for sound synthesis and composition at Simon Fraser University. Androgyny was produced with the system running on a Hewlett-Packard 2116 computer, the others on PDP-1134 and Varian machines. All mixing was done in the Sonic Research Studio. The synthesis technique used for all the sounds is exclusively the polyphonic digital mixing of frequency-modulated sine waves, a technique introduced by none other than John Chowning of Stanford University. Super cool. John Chowning also, Dr. Schloss worked with John Chowning back in the day. So very, very cool to see the tight-knit world of electroacoustic music come together. Now let us listen to Androgyny from 1978 from the album by Barry Truax, right here on Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only electroacoustic broadcast. 1978, explores the theme of its title in the abstract world of pure sound. The piece, however, is not programmatic. It doesn't tell a story. Instead, the dramatic form of the piece has been derived from the nature of the sound material itself. In this case, the sound construction is based on ideas about an acoustic polarity, namely harmonic and inharmonic, or alternatively consonance and dissonance. These concepts are not opposed, but instead are related in ways that show that a continuum exists between them, such as in the middle of the piece when harmonic timbres slowly pull apart and become increasingly dissonant at the peak intensity of the work. At that point, a deep harmonic 60 Hz drone enters, similar to the opening section, but now reinforced an octave lower, and leads the piece throughout to a peaceful conclusion. High above the drone are heard inharmonic bell-like timbres, which are tuned to the same fundamental pitch as the harmonic drone, a technique used throughout the work with deeper bells. The work is also designed to sound differently spatially when heard on headphones. Through the use of small binaural time delays instead of intensity differences, the sounds are localized outside the head. When heard throughout headphones, various spatial movements can also be detected, such as the circular movement of the drone in the last section of the piece. Although not intended to be programmatic, the work still has environmental images associated with it, namely those suggested by the I Ching hexagram number 62, preponderance of the small, with a changing line to number 3, wooing. The reading obtained during the composition of the piece describes a mountain, a masculine image hollowed out at the top to enclose a lake, a feminine image. The two exist as a unity. Thunder is heard close by, clouds race past without giving rain, and a bird soars high but returns to earth. Androgyny, 1978, a spatial environment with four computerized soundtracks from Barry Truax. Uncle Barry.
Thanks, Uncle Barry.
Thanks, Uncle Barry. Professor here at SFU and just a monumental figure in Canadian electroacoustic music. Super cool stuff. Very, very cool. This was on the defunct, well, now defunct, Melbourne record label, and it was sourced from the CGSF music library. Very, very cool stuff. In the interest of time, we will fade out the last few seconds and bring us into Hildegard Westerkamp's cricket voice.
Another local talent.
Yes. Super, super cool. Born in Germany, but now here in the Vancouver area. Was with the World Soundscape Project with Armory Schaefer and Barry Truax. And very cool. Acoustic Ecology. Who else was it? John Oswald. Howard Broomfield, Bruce Davis, Peter Hughes, Barry Truax, and Hildegard Westerkamp. Very, very cool stuff.
John Oswald's the Plunderphonics.
Yeah.
Yeah, ooh, cool.
Yeah, lots of cool stuff. So we will finish off tonight's program with Cricket Voice from The Aerial No. 2, Spring 1990, a compilation of electronic and electroacoustic and contemporary experimental, etc., stuff, and Hildegard Westerkamp finishes off that album. Very, very cool stuff. This work was composed in 1987, premiered at the Community Arts Council of Vancouver, BC. Cricket Voice is a musical exploration of a cricket whose song I recorded in the stillness of a Mexican desert region called the Zone of Silence. The quiet of the desert allowed for such acoustic clarity that this cricket's night song, sung coincidentally very near my microphone, became the ideal sound object for this tape composition. Slowed down, it sounds like the heartbeat of the desert. In its original speed, it sings of the stars. The quiet of the desert also encouraged sound making. The percussive sounds in Cricket Voice were created by playing on desert plants, on the spikes of various cacti, on dried up roots and palm leaves, and by exploring the resonances in the ruins of an old water reservoir. Cricket Voice was completed with the financial assistance of the Canada Council, and the composition is dedicated to Norbert Rubsat, who wrote, "It's hard to be a knight in the desert without the crickets. You make it with stars. You make it with the skin of the desert night. You stitch those two together, sky and earth, you find it with your cricket voice." Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Vancouver FM featuring University Electroacoustic Music. Plastic Owl has joined me as my co-host. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
And this, of course, has been Vancouver FM every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m., Vancouver's only electroacoustic broadcast right here on CGSF 90.1 FM. We will see you in the virtual plaza.